morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, or should I say good evening, depending on where you are joining us from. Thank you for taking the time to be here. We hope and trust that God has been faithful to you. He has proved himself to be the God you can rely on, the God you can depend on, that you can call upon his name at any time, and God will answer. God will respond to your prayer. God will respond to your worship. God will respond to your praise. And as we pray tonight, I ask that you just elevate your level of faith, build up the hope that you have and the expectation that you have that your God is going to do something great on your behalf. He's going to move some things around for you. He's going to show himself mighty on your behalf. And that when everything is said and done, you will look back and say, had it not been for the Lord on my side, I would not be where I am right now. But he has shown himself to be faithful. He has shown himself to be trustworthy. So, Father, as we come into prayer tonight, we know that we're not coming in our own name, but we are coming in the name that is above any other name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We come not by any other way, but by the way of the blood of the new covenant. And as we come, O God, we echo the words spoken by generations that have gone before us. Hear our prayer. Attend to our supplication, O God. You know every need that we have where we are, and you are able to supply according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Therefore, Father, tonight we just declare your sufficiency. Anybody who needs healing, you are the healer. Anybody who needs deliverance, you are the deliverer. Anybody who needs breakthrough, you are the God of the breakthrough. Anybody who needs an intervention, you are the divine intervener. In every situation, O God, you are the one who works all things together for our good, for your praise and for your glory. You are the one who perfects everything that concerns us. You are the one who leads us and guides us into all truth. You are the one who is the God of righteousness. And you do everything, O God, for the sake of your name. As we pray tonight, O God, move on behalf of somebody. Heal somebody. Deliver somebody. Save somebody, O God. Open up the heavens over their lives. Rain down blessings, O God. Blessings of glory, honor, O God. We thank you. And we praise you, O God, that you are moving in their families. You are moving amongst their sons and their daughters, amongst their grandchildren. You are moving. You are showing yourself, O God, to be the great God that you are. I thank you, O God, that you are the one who breaks chains. You are the one who breaks limitations. You repair walls that have been breached. And, O God, you are the one who causes us to do great exploits, for your word says those who know their God shall be strong and they shall do great exploits. We thank you for the great exploits that are going to be done through our hands. We thank you for the miracles, signs and wonders that are going to break through our hands for your praise and for your glory. We thank you, O God, for being the one that opens the blind eyes to be able to see, for being the one who opens the deaf ears to be able to hear. You are the one who causes, O God, the dumb to be able to speak, the lame to be able to walk. You are the one who liberates our hands, and you are the one who causes us, O God, to set our hands to things that will prosper, to set our minds, O God, to things that are in alignment with your plans and your purposes for our lives. We acknowledge, O God, that the heavens are your throne, and the earth is indeed your footstool. There is nobody like you. You are God all by yourself. There is nobody who is above you. There is nobody who is beside you. You are all God by yourself. Father, we thank you that you are the one who made the heavens and the earth, and you spoke all things into existence. As we call upon your name, O God, we declare that we are not ashamed, that you are our God. We are not ashamed that you are the one who looks out for us. You are the one who always makes a way for escape where there seems to be no way. And you are the one who's always leading us in paths of righteousness, O God. You're not leading us in paths of wickedness, O God, but righteousness for your name's sake. As we pray, O God, tonight, let our faith be lifted. Let our faith be lifted. Let our faith be lifted. Our expectation, O God, rise up, O God, to a deeper place in you. For your praise and for your glory, we thank you. Even for the people that are with us on this line, oh God, we are asking for a divine impartation of your presence and the impartation of your spirit upon their lives. For your praise, oh God, and for your glory. You are the one who redeems. You are the one who saves. You are the one who cleanses. You are the one who makes upright. Thank you, O God, for your word that sanctifies, for your word that gives wisdom, your word that gives knowledge, your word that gives understanding. Thank you for divine strategies. Thank you, O God, for divine ideas. Thank you, O God, for the breakthroughs you are releasing, breakthroughs in ideas, breakthroughs in concepts. We thank you and we praise you, O God, for creativity you are releasing over your sons and your daughters. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Somebody say hallelujah. For God, who is your shield, God, who is your defender, God, who is your buckler, God, who is your fortress, God, who is your strong tower, he is watching over you day and night. Hallelujah. You know that in him you will find refuge, in him you will find a dwelling place, in him you are afforded divine protection. Hallelujah. He is the God who never leave you nor forsake you. Day and night he watches over you and he causes you to rejoice. Hallelujah. His word says when the enemy comes in like a flood, his spirit will raise up a standard against him. Hallelujah. You know that there is no weapon formed against you that will prosper, because God is for you and God is your shield. Hallelujah. He is the one who said by Job, if you decree a thing, it shall be established for you. May God establish your declarations. May God establish your decrees in this season for his praise and for his glory. Hallelujah. The words from your mouth are going to bring greater things into your life, because you are speaking things that are in accordance with what heaven has declared that must be spoken here in the earth for his praise and for his glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said he will make you the head and not the tail, that you will be above and not beneath, that you will be a lender and not a borrower. Hallelujah. It is by the grace of God that you are going to be able to stand, not by might nor by power, but by his spirit, that you are going to be able to do great and mighty things. Hallelujah. He is the one who makes your name great. He is the one who lifts up and he is the one who brings down. May God go before you always to make the crooked places straight, to bring down the mountains and raise up valleys. Hallelujah. May God bring victories into your life. Hallelujah. That when the enemy thinks he has depressed, God is going to come and bring deliverance. Hallelujah. May God open doors for you that no man can shut, and may he shut doors that no man can open. And go when God opens the door, may he give you grace to be able to walk through those doors, unmerited favor to walk through those doors. Hallelujah. The enabling power, the enabling grace of God coming over you to be able to walk through the doors that he has opened, and you will not be ashamed as you are walking through the doors that God has opened. Hallelujah. You will not feel you are not qualified, because grace has qualified you. Hallelujah. May the wisdom and the excellence of God be made manifest in your life. Hallelujah. Whatsoever you set your mind to do, we declare and we decree, it will not fail, but it will succeed. Hallelujah. For the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven, I believe that you may be in a season where you feel that things are not working together for your good. You may be in a season where you feel that you are under pressure. You may be in a season where you feel that you are under under attack, but I want to let you know that God will deliver you. God will save you. God will bring you out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We declare you are covered by the blood of Jesus in your coming and in your going. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, you are covered by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are a part of the commonwealth of Israel. By faith, you are a child of Abraham, and every inheritance that was laid out for Abraham is coming your way, because it is a part of your inheritance for his praise and his glory. Your faith will not fail in the season as you go through a dry season. God is with you. God is watering you in your dry places. You are going to be fruitful in the areas you thought you were not fruitful. Hallelujah. We declare abundance over you, abundance over you, abundance of peace, abundance of joy, abundance of strength, abundance of wisdom, abundance of understanding coming your way for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. Hallelujah. May God take you into places that He promised you. May God do all the things He promised to do in your life. May this be the season of prophetic fulfillment concerning you. May this be the season where you will see the hand of God operating in your life. You will see great manifestations of glory, great manifestations and demonstrations of His might and His power. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. That which you have believed God for, God will bring it to pass in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. God will bring it to pass in the name of Jesus for His praise and for His glory. You are going to be strong. You are not weak. You are going to be strong. And I want somebody here to understand tonight, you are not a failure, but you are going to be able to succeed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. May doors open for you, doors of great significance open over your life for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. And as you walk through those doors, may your relationships be strengthened. May God endow you with great wisdom, endow you with great knowledge, endow you with great understanding. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That the words coming from your mouth will bring life, will build lives, will build destinies, will build families, will build men and build women in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. May you be an instrument of glory in the hands of the Almighty God for His praise and for His glory. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel a rejoicing in my spirit because I see the things that God is about to do. Hallelujah. I know that the prophet Isaiah declared that there shall be great darkness upon the land, even great darkness upon the people. But rejoice, for your light has come in the name of Jesus. In the midst of a great darkness, the glory of God is going to rise. The glory of God is going to be made manifest. The scripture says the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Oh, there may be darkness, but the glory of God is coming. There may be chaos and confusion, but the glory of God is coming. Hallelujah. Remember the words of the Lord, not go back to Him void, but they will accomplish everything He has sent them to do, and they will prosper in that thing. The glory of the Lord is going to cover the earth. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord is going to cover the earth. The glory of the Lord is going to cover the earth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I know that the kings of the earth are plotting against the things of God, but who can prevail against God? Nobody. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All their schemes are going to come to naught. They are going to fail, but God will prevail in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Man may do many things, but they should never forget that God is the creator, that He made the heavens and the earth, and He made man in His image and in His likeness. And God knows all the thoughts of man, and God knows all the plans of man, and God has the ability to frustrate or to establish. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. May your endeavors be not in vain, but may they be impressive to God, that God will establish them. Hallelujah. Not only will God God establish those things, but God will establish you in those things for His praise and for His glory. Hallelujah. I declare and I decree that you will walk in abundance. You will walk in abundance. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There is going to be a reward for your faithfulness in the name of Jesus. The hallmark of your life is going to be peace. The hallmark of your life is going to be joy. Hallelujah. The hallmark of your life is going to be great strength in the name of Jesus. I hear the words that David declared, I've been young, now I'm old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken nor their seed beg for bread. That is going to be the testimony over your life, that you have never seen the righteous forsaken and your children never beg for bread in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This doesn't consider where you are coming from, where you have been and what you have done, but the grace of God is going to make the difference as long as you walk uprightly before God and you desire to walk in a way that is pleasing to God, to live your life in a way that is pleasing to God. May you see the rewards of your faith. May you see the rewards of your patience. May you see the rewards of your diligence in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Matthew 6:33 said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I pray that God is going to add many things into your life, the things you need. They are going to be added into your life because you pursue the kingdom of God. You have made your agenda His righteousness. You go after the righteousness of God. You are seeking God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Not pursuing God for things, but you are pursuing God to have a relationship with Him. Hallelujah, to be established. He said, abide in me and I will abide in you. Anybody hear me? In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And if you abide in Him, there's going to be much fruit coming your way in the name of Jesus. Your way will be prosperous in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God. We thank you, O God, for not forsaking us. We thank you, O God, for not leaving us. We thank you, O God, for watching over us day and night, O God. Even in the days when we disappoint you, you never leave us, O God. Even in the days we disappoint you, O God, you do not reject us, O God. But you have accepted us into the beloved, O God, for your praise and for your glory. I thank you, O God. I magnify your name. I glorify you. I exalt you, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, somebody rejoice, rejoice because of the great things that God is about to do in your life. He said, you walk by faith and not by sight. Great things are going to happen in your life because you are walking by faith. Walking by faith means trusting and taking God at His word. He has said it. I believe it. I am going to walk in accordance with what He has declared. The situations around me may be prophesying otherwise, they may be speaking otherwise, but I believe the report of the Lord. I trust in the report of the Lord. I am going to live my life in accordance with what God has declared and what God has decreed, because I know that He is not a man that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should repent. I know that His promises are yes and amen, because God promised it. I will take it. I will take Him at His word, because I know that at the appointed time, oh, He said by the prophet Habakkuk, write the vision and make it plain. Though it may tarry, it shall yet speak. At the appointed time, it shall speak that which God has spoken over me. At the appointed time, it shall speak in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I am operating under the instruction that we mustn't grow weary in well doing. We will do that which is well in the sight of God. Our intention is not to please men, but our intention is to be pleasing to God. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah. We do this not for the applauses of men, but we do this for the glory of our Father in heaven. We thank you, O God, that you entrust us to be up in the midnight hour, calling upon your name, calling upon your name. same, oh God, you have called us to stand in the gap for loved ones who are sick, oh God. For those, oh God, who need a touch from heaven, we stand in the gap, oh God, and we say, let there be an outpouring of the waters of refreshing upon your sons and your daughters, oh God. Let revivals break out, oh God, in the cities. Let revivals break out in the homes, oh God, for your praise and for your glory. Let the lame that we are praying for, oh God, be healed. Those who are sick that we are praying for, God, let them be healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is nothing that is hard for you, oh God, to do. There is nothing that is impossible for you, oh God, to do. You are the impossibility specialist, oh God. We say, move, oh God. Do what only God can do in the name of Jesus. Financial breakthroughs is only God can, for your praise and for your glory, oh God. Judgments being rendered in our favor, for your praise and for your glory. Court cases, oh God, being rendered in our favor, for your praise and for your glory. Debts being cancelled, oh God, for your praise and for your glory. Promotions being given, for your praise and for your glory. Elevation coming into the lives of your sons and your daughters, oh God, for your praise and for your glory. Breakthroughs, oh God, like you did for David when he got the revelation that you are the Baal Perazim, the God of the breakthrough, God. Let breakthroughs be unleashed in the lives of your sons and your daughters, oh God, for your praise and for your glory. Let our sons and our daughters, oh God, be prodigals no more. Let them come back into the fold for your praise and for your glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Every door that the enemy has been using, oh God, to mess around with their lives, oh God, we declare that those doors are being shut. Somebody say hallelujah for the doors that are being shut in the lives of your sons and your daughters. That means the things that generations before struggled with will not be a struggle in their lifetime. There are doors that God is going to open in their generation. Hallelujah. That doors you have pray to be open, God is going to open, and your sons and your daughters are going to be beneficiaries of what God is going to do in this season for his praise and for his glory. Hallelujah. May God take them into places of great influence, places of great significance. Hallelujah. In response to your prayer, prophetic words you have declared over them, words you have spoken over them, may they come to pass now in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. It's coming to pass right now. 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 That means limitations that have been on generations before, they are going to be broken in their lives. Chains that held bound generations are going to be broken. Yokes that have been enslaving their generations before, they are going to be destroyed by the reason of the anointing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The spirit of poverty is going to be broken off their lives for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. Not just poverty in spirit, but poverty in joy, poverty in strength. All that is going to be broken in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We speak great health over them, great wealth over them, great wisdom, great knowledge, great understanding. May they be men and women of great renown. Hallelujah. May they be like Daniel wherever they go. May they be like Joseph wherever they go. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven, may they move in accordance with the Spirit of God. For his word says, for as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of the Most High. May they be led by the Spirit of God. May God give them discerning of spirits in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. May they be able to discern things before they even happen. May they be able to tell what is going to happen. May they anointing of Issachar be upon them, to know the seasons and the times, and to know what needs to be done for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now you realize that the glory of a father is in the exploits of his son. The glory of a mother is in the exploits of her children. May the glory of God be more pronounced on you because of what your sons and your daughters are going to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They are going to cause you to enter into places you never dreamed of entering into, in the name of Jesus, because of what is going to happen through them, for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. Every spiritual gift that is in you, we command it activated right now in the name of Jesus. Not just activation, but may God release grace for you to be able to operate in accordance with those gifts. Somebody say hallelujah. The gifts are getting activated, and there is grace that is coming for you to be able to operate in that gift. May God give you patience as you are being schooled by that gift. May God give you patience as you learn how to operate in that gift, in the name of Jesus. May you not be taken by deceivers, in the name of Jesus. May your mind, your heart, your spirit be set on God, that you will do this for the glory of our Father in heaven. That means you walk in obedience to what he says. Though your gift may be of great significance, when God says no, you are going to say no. When God says don't go this way, you are not going to go that way. You are not going to go in the way of Balaam, but you are going to be obedient to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Obedience to God as your gift begins to kick in. Obedience to God as you begin to operate in your gift. You will not merchandise your gift. You will not prostitute your gift, but you are going to do it for the glory of God. You are going to do it for the glory of our Father in heaven. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All that which is great, O God, is because of you. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We thank you for the Savior who dwells in us. We thank you for the Spirit, O God, who dwells in us, who leads us and guides us in everything that we do. We give you praise. We give you glory. Somebody say hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God be magnified in our lives for your praise and for your glory. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus said, the Father is a spirit, and he seeks for those who worship him in spirit and in truth. God, may we be the generation that will worship you, O God, in spirit and in truth. Oh, hallelujah. I hear that song that God, I am not looking for a blessing. I just want to dwell in your presence. And I hear that song of old that says, here in your courts where I'm close to your throne, I have found where I belong. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here in your courts, O God, where we are close to your throne, we have found where we belong. Oh, hallelujah. Says goodness and mercy, hallelujah, shall pursue me, shall overtake me. They shall come after me all the days of my life, but I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I will dwell. Oh, God, we are dwellers, dwelling in the house of our God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. The scripture says those who are planted in the house of God, they shall what? Flourish. They shall flourish in the name of Jesus. You will flourish. You will flourish. You will flourish. You will flourish. And I want to tell somebody here tonight, you will succeed. You are not going to fail. You will succeed. 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 You will succeed in the name of Jesus. That means you mustn't be afraid of trying. You will succeed. You will succeed. You will succeed for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven.
assignment. We come against every negative word spoken over you, every word that was spoken to demean you, every word that was spoken to limit you by those who had authority over you. The power of those words are broken in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. They told you you never amount to anything. We declare a reversal of that. We revoke that word and we replace it with the truth of God. You will do great exploits. You will do great exploits. You are not a failure. You are a success. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you for making a way where there seemed to be no way. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, glory, 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 glory be to our God. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, be magnified, oh God. Be glorified, oh God. Hallelujah. This is what Psalm 84 says. How lovely are your dwelling places, O Lord of hosts. How lovely are your dwelling places, O Lord of hosts. My soul, my life, my inner self longs for and greatly desires the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. The bird has found a house and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed and greatly favored are those who dwell in your house and your presence. They will be singing your praise all the day long. Selah. Blessed and greatly favored is the man whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. Oh, hallelujah. Passing through the valley of weeping, the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with blessings. They go from strength to strength, increasing in victorious power. Each of them appears before God in Zion. Do you hear that? They go from strength to strength, increasing in victorious power. That's you. You will go from strength to strength, increasing in victorious power, and you will appear before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Listen, O God of Jacob, see our shield, O God, and look at the face of your anointed, the king and your representatives. For a day in your court is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather stand as a doorkeeper at the threshold of the house of my God than to live at ease in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows grace and favor and honor. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, how blessed and greatly favored is the man who trusts in you, believing in you, relying on you, and committing himself to you with confident hope and expectation. Did you hear that? Blessed and greatly favored is the man who trusts in God, believing and relying on God, committing himself to God with confident hope and expectation. Oh, I want to go to verse number 10. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand anywhere else. I would rather stand as a doorkeeper at the threshold of the house of my God than to live at ease in the tents of wickedness. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, verse number 7 again. They go from strength to strength. We will go from strength to strength, increasing in victorious power. Increasing in victorious power. Receive that word in the name of Jesus. You will go from strength to strength, increasing in victorious power. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed and greatly favored is the man whose strength is in God, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. Hallelujah. Oh, I will make my pilgrimage to the house of God. Hallelujah. 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 He said, blessed and greatly favored are those who dwell in your house and your presence. They will be singing your praises all the day long. Do you hear that? Blessed and greatly favored are those who dwell in the house and the presence of God. They will be singing your praises all the day long. Did you hear that? Singing his praises all the day long. There's no time to complain. I will be singing his praises all the day long. I will be singing his praises all the day long. Hallelujah. Because I am blessed of God. I am greatly favored of God. And I have found a dwelling place in his house. I have found a dwelling place in his presence. All the favor of God will manifest in my life, because he who God has favors will find favor with man, in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, who sharabakeria rora bashada bahaya re kura bashanda rahaya kura bashada bahaya. For the Lord is a sun and a shield. He is a sun and a shield. Listen, O Lord, Psalm 85, you have at last shown favor to your land of Canaan. You have restored from Babylon the captives of Jacob, Israel. You have forgiven the wickedness of your people. You have covered all their sin. You have withdrawn all your wrath. You have turned away from your burning anger. Restore us, O God of our salvation, and cause your indignation towards us to cease. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? Will you not revive us and bring us to life again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your loving kindness, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will hear with expectant hope what God the Lord will say, for he will speak peace to his people, to his godly ones, but let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is near to those who reverently fear and obey him with submissive wonder, that glory, the manifest presence of God, may dwell in our land. Steadfast love and truth and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Truth springs from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. Indeed, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its produce. Righteousness will go before him, and will make his footsteps into a way in which to walk. Oh, hallelujah. Steadfast love and truth and faithfulness meet together. Did you hear that? Steadfast love, truth, and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other in the presence of God. Steadfast love, truth, faithfulness, righteousness, and peace. Says, truth springs from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. Oh, hallelujah. I just love the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That God will hear the prayer. Hallelujah. 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 Listen, I'm going to do this Psalm 86 and I'm almost done. Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me. For I am distressed and needy. I long for your help. Protect my life, Saul, for I am godly and faithful. O you, my God, save your servant who trusts in you, believing in you and relying on you, confidently committing everything to you. Be gracious and merciful to me, O Lord, for to you I cry all the day long. Make your servant rejoice, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Oh, that I am in prayer for you, O Lord, are good and ready to forgive our sins, sending them away, completely letting them go forever and ever, and abundant in loving kindness and overflowing in mercy to all those who call upon you. Hear, O Lord, my prayer, and listen attentively to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon you, for you will answer. There is no one like you among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works of wonder and majesty like yours. All nations whom you have made shall come and kneel down and worship before you, O Lord, and they shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous works. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk and live in your truth. Direct my heart to fear your name with awe-inspired reverence and submissive wonder. I will give thanks and praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and will glorify your name forever. For great is your loving kindness and graciousness toward me, and you have rescued my life from the depths of Sheol, from death. O God, arrogant and insolent men have risen up against me. A band of violent men have sought my life, and they have not set you before them. But you, O Lord, are a God who protects and is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth. Turn to me and be gracious to me. Grant your strength, your might and power, and the power to resist temptation to your servant, and save a son of your handmaid. Show me a sign of your goodwill, that those who hate me may see it and be ashamed, because you, O Lord, helped and comforted me. That those who hate you will see it and be ashamed, because God has helped you and comforted you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, though there are ones who are plotting to bring you down, they will be ashamed, because God has helped you and comforted you. There are those who look down on you. They will be ashamed, because God has helped you and comforted you. There are those who are expecting you to fail. They will be ashamed, because God has helped and comforted you. There are those who thought you would break, but they will be ashamed, because God has helped you and comforted you. There are those who look at you with derision to say, why do you go to church when your life is breaking apart? They will be ashamed, because God will help you and comfort you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God will help you and comfort you. So do not be ashamed. That's why the Apostle Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am not ashamed. It is the power of God unto salvation. I will not be ashamed, because God will help me and God will comfort me. He will help me. He will bring strength where I am weak. He will bring wisdom where I am lacking. He will make a way where there was not a way. He will open a door that I could not open for myself. He will close a door that I opened in ignorance, because God will help me. And when I find myself in trouble, I can call upon his name. Hallelujah. He will not forsake me, but he will move towards me in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will grant me his strength in the name of Jesus. The psalmist says, turn to me and be gracious to me. God will turn to me and be gracious. That means God will turn towards you, and he will release a kind disposition towards you. He will not come in anger, but God will come through his loving kindness. God will preserve you. That means the enemy will not have his way in your life. Hallelujah. Oh, I just feel to tell somebody right here, they thought you were going under, but God is coming to help and comfort you. They thought you were not going to make it, but God is coming to help you and comfort you in the name of Jesus. You see, what happens in life, there are people that are causing chaos and confusion because they think they have it all together. They think they have it all together. They know the right buttons to push to bring you down. They know how to trigger you. They know how to get you angry, but they have got no idea that the reason why you are not responding is because you are in prayer. The reason why you are not responding when engaging with them in their games is because you are in prayer. You are calling upon the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Sherabo Seri Kurabasanda, Rabo Sheria Baturia Bacarabose, Redekia Borebe Sandoro, Urabasanda, Rosandi Kurabasande, Bo Sidi, Rebros de Giraba, Brendos de Rica, Rabaya Kia, No Sharabaha, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me read this for you. Oh, shambre duce re cura basande, burra basande, re broche cura basata, rabo, ah, kira basande, re broche di cura basande, ah, bre cura basande, bruci kia rabassira, re broche di kia bande, sera bo cura basande. Here is what the psalmist said. Hili kura basandere. He said this in the 73rd chapter, the 73rd chapter, by the 8th verse. He said, chapter is going to be chapter 73, Psalm 73. He says, let me read from verse number 5. Therefore, pride is their necklace. Violence covers them like a garment, like a long, luxurious robe. Their eye bulges from fatness. They have more than their heart. The heart desires. The imaginations of their mind run riot with foolishness. They mock and wickedly speak of oppression. They speak loftily with malice. They have set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue swaggers through the earth. Therefore, his people return to heed this place, and waters of abundance offered by the irreverent are blindly drunk by them. They say, how does God know? Is there knowledge of us in the Most High? Behold, these are ungodly who always prosper and are at ease in the world. They have increased in wealth. Surely, then in vain I have cleansed my heart and washed my hands in innocence. For all the day long have I been stricken and punished every morning. If I had said, I will say this, and expressed my feelings, I would have betrayed the generation of your children. When I considered how to understand this, it was too great an effort for me and too painful, until I came into the sanctuary of God. Then I understood, for I considered their end. Surely you set the wicked-minded and immoral on slippery places. You cast them down to destruction. How they are destroyed in a moment. They are completely swept away by sudden terrors, like a dream which seems real until one awakens. O Lord, when stirred, you observe the wicked. You will despise their image. When my heart was embittered and I was pierced with the fang of an adder, then I was senseless and ignorant. I was like a beast before you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You have taken hold of my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to honor and glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? Besides you, I desire nothing on earth. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the rock and the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Behold, those who are far from you will perish. You have destroyed all those who are unfaithful and have abandoned you. But as for me, that's what I want to see, verse number 28. But as for me, it is good for me to draw near to God. I have made the Lord my refuge and placed my trust in him, that I may tell all of your works. But as for me, I am not going to be engaged with those who are wanting to bring me down. I will draw near to God, because I have made the Lord my refuge and placed my trust in him. I will draw nearer unto God. That's my posture. Those who want to bring me down shall be ashamed. I will not fight this battle, but I will draw nearer unto God. And God is my refuge. I have placed my trust in him. He will help me, and he will comfort me. He will help me, and he will comfort me. He will help me, and he will comfort me. He will help you, and he will comfort you. He will help you, and he will comfort you. All you have to do is draw nearer to God, put your trust in him, and make sure he is your refuge. Then you are going to have it. He says, then I may tell of all your works. I will testify of the goodness of God in the land of the living. The wicked may plot against me, but I will draw nearer unto God. I will place my trust in the Lord, and God will help me, and he will comfort me. Father, we thank you for being the comforter, for being the comforter. We thank you for being the comforter. We thank you for being the comforter. We thank you for being the comforter. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. Anyway, thank you so much for being here this evening. God bless you. I know that God is doing great and mighty things in your life, and I know that he hasn't stopped yet. He is faithful from everlasting to everlasting. I hope that as you are going through your day, you can still say, yes, God, I know. I know that you are faithful. I know that you are good. I know that you are faithful, and I know that you are good. He is good, and his goodness is forever. He is good, and his goodness is forever. His goodness is forever. And his goodness is not only for you, but his goodness is also going to be for your children. Therefore, walk in the grace and the mercy of our God. Walk in the grace and the mercy of our God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Anyway, thank you so much. Today has been, for yesterday, I don't want to say today, yesterday.